So we're going to play a lot of tunes. I'm going to get to Joni's going to be with me after. I think I'm going to play like 3 songs. I'm going to start off with some new stuff by a band from L.A. called the Trouble Seekers, and we'll be up soon with Joni.
All the time.
right. That were the Black Halos. It was appropriate that I play the Black Halos because we're here in the darkness. That was How the Darkness Doubled was the name of that release that came out last year. The song I played was Forget Me Not. Before that, the Lurid Purple Flowers with their latest single, Undone. Went back a ways for Mung, Blacktop, and new stuff from the Trouble Seekers, Hillary Burton's band out in L.A. As I said, the song was Nervous. I'm here with Joni Lindstrom. What's up, Joni?
Just hanging in the mood lighting here down at MFO.
I know.
And speaking of which, I don't think I heard a legal ID at the top of the hour.
You didn't.
So you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts University.
See, the darkness threw me.
You're going to just use that for all you can.
Any snafu that happens tonight, it's all on How the Darkness Hit Me. But yeah, that is a transgression that I'm imagining slips now and then. I generally do hit that, though. But it's a thrill to have. You're like a local legend at MBR.
Geez, please.
No, you are. And I know you're not on Facebook. I don't blame you. I'm just on it for the radio show. But how many years has it been that you've been at MBR?
Do I have to say it out loud?
Say it like within 3 years. You don't have to give me exact. Ballpark it.
That's okay. It's
over 30, right?
Yeah. I think it's 35.
That's what I went with.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went with that number, but I think I recall that there was some like celebration.
There was
30 years.
I had a 25th over at New Alliance Studios when they were in Central Square. And then the 30th, I had a super cool thing planned at the record company when they were down by Boston City Hospital, but the room fell apart and everything fell apart. And then for 35, I just said, screw it.
Yeah.
Who cares? So.
But I'm gonna go way back a bit to where you grew up.
In Little Springfield, Vermont.
See, now that what's it like in Vermont? I don't think I've ever even traveled through Vermont a whole lot.
But are you serious?
Yeah. I haven't really done a lot of time in Vermont.
I mean, it's not like you've been there, though.
I don't know. I've been through it.
Come on, it's only...
I've been through it.
Yeah, I mean...
But growing up, like, the gist of it is, like, musically, I don't know, what do they listen to when you were growing up?
Well, no, when I was growing up, obviously, it was the Stone Age. There was no punk rock. So we had two choices. Three. You either didn't really care, you listened to the Grateful Dead and that style, or you listened to metal. You know which one I went with.
Yeah.
So
it was the Dead or metal? It was like pot music or metal?
Yeah. Which was also pot music, but...
Yeah. But the Dead, you know, that's like the calling card. Everyone stoned at the Dead concerts and whatnot. But, okay, so you went with a metal sound early on. Like, at what age? Like were you, like, 12 into metal bands?
13, 14, yeah.
And is that what... And I gotta... Was Casey into that as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had our Uriah Heep and Black Sabbath and Aerosmith and...
How many years apart are you guys?
Two and a half.
So you're into the metal. And were the other kids up there into metal? Or was it just, like, did you feel kind of like, Jesus, no one's in a metal up here? There must have been a metal crowd.
There were some, yeah. And, you know, we were friends with the local bands, and Casey had his first band, Faces of Earth, who did the high school talent show covering Deep Purple and stuff like that. And, and then he moved to Boston as soon as he could to start all his various bands.
Yeah.
And I moved as soon as I graduated from UMass. And
so he was here first.
Yeah.
Did you study, like, what did you do at UMass? Did you do radio, like,
communications thing? I mean, it's always weird because everyone assumes I must have been on WMUA, I think that was their station.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I listened to it all the time, but it just never crossed my mind. And when I got to Boston, I somehow knew about MBR and I listened all the time, but it never crossed my mind to be a DJ until my friend, who was the producer of Late Risers Club, thought... At the time, we used to actually have substitute DJs, and he thought I would be a good one. And I was able to work it out with the boss, which he regrets to this day. And then I never went anywhere, so that's how that worked.
Why go anywhere else? Right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've been on Thursday. There's very few people who found their day and didn't, as you were talking about, have to switched around and so
it's traumatic for me. It's even now, every semester, it's traumatic that they're gonna bump me out of here. Or like just this past semester, they initially had me on like an alternating schedule. I'm like, I can't do every other week.
No. And was it an hour or 2 hours?
Oh my! The hour, 2 hour thing is I can't even, my head. I can't even get into that right now. It bounces back and forth under the guise of, well, the kids, we need students, have to have their shows, and I don't know. They're just, the students are so unreliable, I find, a lot of times for a lot of shows, and I can see them capping, like saying, okay, no more community members. I can understand that, because we do have, the nights are kind of full of community members,
right?
So I get that part, but I'm asking for 2 hours here. It's not a whole lot. It's not a big ask, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's been, I know it happened at ZBC recently. Mm. A lot of people got cut down, and people got cut down at MBR for, you know, thankfully those block shows on the weekdays are fairly safe, along with a couple others. But I mean, if you look at that schedule, yeah, there's like alternate 1 hour. Mm. This one's 2 hours every other week, and it's just kind of crazy.
No, but I've been pretty much, though, I've done like Tuesdays at 8 for, I got to admit, for like probably 8 or 9 years. So it's been steady for a long time.
Okay.
It was just the first couple of years were crazy. And again, getting up to 2 hours has always been problematic. But this is enough about me. This is about, I got nothing to bring to this table.
I shouldn't totally...
A lot of the kids are great. I shouldn't like say all the students. A lot of the student shows are great, and I've met a lot of nice kids here as well. But like the community guys, you know, and I bring a lot to the station with all the local music and all. But
I hear
you. Again, getting better. When you first came to Boston, did you start hitting clubs right away?
Yes, I lived in Kenmore Square, so.
Oh, okay.
I was across the street, literally. Yeah. From the rap, and I was there all the time. And if I didn't actually go to the show, that was when everybody hung out there, and Strawberry's record store used to be there, and there were those stairs, and we would just sit on the stairs, and it was fun.
Yeah. And when did, was Casey Shake the Faith, he had, prior to Shake the Faith, there was, what was the band,
New Models.
New Models, yeah. Oh my God, I brain cramp on that. They were pretty big. Weren't they on MTV, or were they really? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were definitely his biggest band. He had a couple smaller ones before New Models got going.
Yeah.
He actually, when he first moved down, lived on the Newbury Street extension. So it was like super easy. Mm. And definitely I got to know a lot of people because he introduced me to some people and whatnot.
Yeah, I went to see Shake the Faith twice in one day. Once it was, remember they had the lunchtime cruises? BCN had the lunch? They did one of those, and they were at the Rat that night. And my girlfriend at the time, went to see both shows. We're huge Shake the Faith fans. But so you came down here, you get a station, you get a radio show. And how did you fall into, was it right away, like loud rock? Like we were a loud rock person, so to speak.
Yeah. At the time, there really was nobody else. One DJ, Mark Flynn, who was in like the semi-old days of Late Risers Club, he used to do a lot of metal. But then once I got there, it was, I don't know, and people liked it because at the time nobody else was really doing it. And then I started the metal show, which I named Hell Comes to Your House with Andy Hong.
Someone just messaged me about that.
Oh, really?
Do you know John Keegan?
Yes.
John, see, I have my phone with my light on, and so it pinged, and I saw it. John just, now it went out again. John just said, what were you talking about? He said, did Joni just have a short-lived, what were you talking about?
I think Hell Comes to Your House. For the metal show.
Short-lived late-night metal show.
Oh, well, he's probably talking about BCN.
Oh, maybe, because he says on one of the bigs.
Yeah. So at the same time, so back then, hardly any students, the ratio was crazy in favor of community, like late 80s. And then when there'd be all these open slots, like after 10 or midnight, in the summertime when everyone went away. So me and Ron Spangler, who's on Monday LRC, who now hates metal, but he and I started this show for one summer. And then Andy came and took it over. And at the same time, I started my 1 year and did the Heavy Metal from Hell / Raw Power show on BCN. And then I was unceremoniously not fired, but ignored. And so that was how I ended my time there.
It's not right.
No, they were very lame about the way they got rid of me. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, and has your show changed a lot since the outset of MBR?
Yes, I think so. I mean, some people.
I'm talking about like the music you play, not so much how you play it. Like what, but the music you play is morphed a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, I pretty much always hit 40 songs every 2 hours, up to 45 or 46.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about that anymore. In fact, I like to put on some old ones if I'm at the station. It gives you time to file. If I'm doing it on the computer, it makes it less cumbersome or tedious to find more songs and put it into your show. So, and I've mellowed out a little bit for sure.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, I listen to your show a lot and like Loud, what's it, Loud Rock? It can be a pretty big umbrella. Like,
oh, yeah.
Rock in general is ridiculous. I mean, there's people that probably consider the Eagles rock. You know, I mean, rock is the biggest umbrella there is. So,
right.
Yours is obviously a little more aggressive rock, but you do.
Oh, yeah, no, it's garage, punk, psychedelic, 60s, hardcore, oi. You know, it's a.
Yeah.
Anything that's loud. Like, I have no time for indie rock, Americana. There's so many things that I hate.
So you do have some limits.
I do.
You know, even if it's like a local phenom, and if they're doing like a country number, you're like, oh, that's not me. Yeah.
No, sorry.
Is it something you would listen to at home?
No.
Not so at home. Oh, you
at home probably even less.
So you're kind of like true to what you play on the airwaves.
Yeah.
As far as like what you listen to, like just when you're like hanging in at the house or driving in your car or whatever, you listen to that same kind of music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, about the mellowest I get is like 60s, various 60s songs.
Yeah.
Gothy, maybe some mellow gothy music. I do love the goth. I saw a couple good goth bands on Sunday night. Well, one was good, one was okay.
Whereabouts?
At Sonya, that band.
Oh, yeah.
Vision Video. Mm-hmm. And then a band from Austin called Urban Heat.
Yeah.
And decent.
And decent is high praise from you. So if you say something's decent, I'm like, it's probably pretty good.
And I only get worse the older I get. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, like yeah, we were talking off here about. I can't. Yeah, if. There's a lot that I'm not going to say here because I don't want to offend people, but we were just talking about some music, and Johnny was like, yeah, there wasn't much there. But yeah, I mean, it's sometimes that's the way it is. But
yeah, let's play a song. And is it going to be My Boys?
Yeah.
So I do want to intro this one just because I only asked for one certain song, mm-hmm. one certain band. And as many people know, La Peste is my favorite local band of all time. And as that saying / bumper sticker goes, I may be old, but I saw all the good bands.
And right. That is why, like we say, like we're old, but we saw a lot. A lot of good stuff.
So.
And so, yeah. I'm going to play some La Peste and we'll come back.
The doctor, buddy, ain't got the cure. Oh, my lonely life begins. Thanks very much.
That was La Peste with Not Today. Request by Joni. You get a lot of music from overseas, is that safe to say? I know you travel a lot, and you play a lot of bands from, like, over there.
Right. I definitely don't buy as much as I used to when I'm traveling. I only, in the last two trips that I've taken in March and October, I've only bought one record. But obviously these things are so easy to find and download, and sometimes I'll just search for, you know, Brazilian hardcore, and there it is.
Anything hardcore.
So I do like playing. I have been on that Spanish kick for a little while, but they put out such good music, and there's an awesome, some folks we know are going to this garagey thing,
yeah,
in Mallorca, I think. I don't know. They always. I went to a big garage fest there north of Barcelona like 10 years ago. They know their garage rock in Spain, that's for sure. I saw the Fleshtones there. I don't know if you remember seeing. I posted the pictures on Instagram when we were there a month ago, but that was pretty fun.
Yeah. But you like to get over there anyway. You like it over there just to travel.
Oh, yeah. I've already got one booked for October, and hopefully...
How many times a year do you get out there? A couple,
as
right?
Yeah.
A couple. Because, don't you... I think on Boston Groupie News, sometimes there's Travels with Joni.
And I'm so far behind. I still haven't done Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. It takes so long to do those photos, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. He does a great job, Paul Blowfish,
yes,
from Boston Groupie News. I don't know how he does, because talk about someone that's got to keep his finger on the pulse with everything going on around here.
Oh, there's so much info on that page. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And what do you feel about the, I guess I could say that there's almost like more music now. When commercial radio is pretty much dead. We can agree on that, right? And so... when it was around, though, you had like three or four stations.
Right.
So now you have college radio, but there's so much stuff on like just satellite, internet. It's almost like harder to find.
It is. It's
the
insane.
Music, because it's almost more than ever.
No, and then
out there.
Never mind that there's all the new bands making music. Then people just keep discovering these heavy, fuzzy 70s bands, and then there's a new compilation of bands you had never heard of, even though that I was kind of listening to that type of stuff way back, but they're just everywhere. And then of course all the 60s compilations,
right?
And it's like, how many are going to keep being discovered,
right?
But
and it's like the stations themselves, like Emerson's pretty much a commercial radio station.
We don't bother with that.
And they're not the only ones, though. I think there's others that are pretty much, I think, is UMass is...
They've always kind of been kind of folk-oriented, maybe, right? I don't know. I've never listened to that station. You mean UMass Boston, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they have anything verging on loud or... alternative or whatever.
And like I know the river, but the river plays pretty mellow music.
Yeah, I don't know the river. I mean, I know of it, but and then there's 92.9 who like try to call themselves the new classic rock. It's like, dudes, you're playing all the same stuff that.
Yeah, I'm pretty much tapped out with any kind of classic rock.
Yeah, I don't mind sometimes. I mean, I zip through those, all the local stations, and I've got like, you know, six Sirius stations that I kind of visit and hope that something good is on there. But
I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna renew because I think it was like $300 a year. I'm like, that's too much.
I don't know what it is, but I've had very good luck when I call up and say,
oh, that's what I'll probably do. So I'm like, $329?
No,
I don't listen to it a whole lot, like in the car. Sometimes I listen, but I don't. Do you do Spotify?
No, I don't have a CD player in the car. Quote unquote new car.
None of them do, right?
No. So, I really need something.
So when you're at home, do you listen on the turntable? Do you do the turntable thing? Are you streaming all your stuff?
I usually listen to the actual radio for real.
Yeah.
And then I don't listen to records as much as probably you would think I would.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I listen to radio for the first 4 or 5 hours of the day, and then I turn on 98.5 on TV, and I watch them talk about sports.
Oh, God. I can't take that for long.
I know.
I do the same thing.
It's pathetic. And after all the Bruins and Celtics stuff ends, I won't be doing that. But especially during
football
season.
You're a football girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is morphed into a sports show. I know you're a football fan. Do you have no use for the other three local teams, or?
Well, no. Like I said, I'm a bit of a fair weather. I mean, I always know what's going on with everybody, even the Red Sox.
If you listen to Nanny, you'll know
exactly.
Right.
But I do like hockey and basketball. Okay, but I pay more attention once they've proven themselves to be good and go into some playoffs. So yeah, I'm a little fair weather fan on that.
All right, here's full disclosure. I have no use for hockey. I'm not capping on it. It's a hard sport to play.
Yeah.
Very difficult sport to play, but I don't watch it. And like, this is probably could be the greatest hockey team of all time, right?
Yeah.
But I won't watch one single playoff game.
All right.
Because that's just me thinks like I haven't watched them all year. I'm not a hockey guy, so I'm not gonna. But yeah, I'd like to. What do you think about Mac Jones? Is he the guy? Do you give him one more year?
Oh God, I feel bad for him. I mean, he acted like a baby at points last year, but he got saddled with a lot of crap.
He did.
Yeah.
I think he could be decent, but I don't think he'll ever be even a good to great quarterback. I think he'll be decent. Like, he'll always find somewhere. I think he'll always have a home in the NFL because he's decent. But I don't think he's.
There's that word, decent, again.
Yeah. I'm not putting him above that. And that's where he stops. But getting back to the radio, when do you think you guys are going to get back in the studio?
Yeah, like I said, it's moving, inching closer. Various forms have been signed and other stuff needs to be done. But it's still going to be a hybrid, I think, though. Yeah. Some people will still send in their shows and others will actually go down.
And you're kind of okay with the remote thing?
Surprisingly, yeah. Hmm. I still know the song that I'm going to play once I do go down and do a live show, what my first song will be.
Really?
I said that back on Instagram when everything shut down in the beginning, and I posted a picture of our friends, the Helicopters, doing Soul Cellar, and I said, first song when I get back there, thinking it was going to be in like 2.5 months, and then
I know.
3.5 years later.
I remember initially when they when it was shut down. Yeah, I was outraged. I'm like, they're closing for 2 months. Why can we not? I mean, there's no one in the building except me, and if I have a guest, but it's not like it's a pact. I'm like, you're closing for 2 months, and then little did you know, it was going to be 3 years down the road,
right?
And things are still kind of haywire. But I'm going to play. I'm going to play you a song by your brother's band, Shake the Faith Band. And I'm also going to play something by Emil and the Sniffers. And we'll be back and button this up after I play a couple here.
Okie doke. I have my hand.
Whippin' Boy by Shake the Faith, of course. I'm going to get this in there now that I got to get my light on it because I blew off the promo, the station ID. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's that. So, Joni.
I forgot about that Whippin' Boy song.
Yeah, we got them all. We got all the hits. All the hits.
Yeah, right. That's a huge quote unquote on that one.
They used to do some great covers. Shake the Faith.
Well, AC/DC.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the Sex Pistols one.
They did a Sex Pistols?
Didn't they do the Pistols? No. Yeah, the AC/DC was great. They did. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Which isn't God to say it didn't happen, but.
God Save the Queen, maybe?
Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But, yeah, you know what? One of my, it's not a pet peeve, but I guess a slight one. I find it odd sometimes when bands are kind of like reluctant to get music to us. Like some bands are so willing, like Alaska for MP3s or music, and they're like, yeah, and they send all kinds of stuff. And other bands, it's like pulling teeth with some bands. I'm like, this is free. Like, do they even know about it? This is free publicity,
That was what I was going to say, because I don't think, I'd say 3/4 of the people who go to shows have any idea that we're playing the music on MBR. I really don't. They don't know it's there. On the other hand, I was at the Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my friend. It's right before they're going to go on. And, you know, it's loud. There's in-between music and rumbling of people talking. And this girl and guy look at me and go, "Are you Joni?" And they recognize my voice, like, you know, this far away and stuff. And they were very nice and very happy to meet me, which was very sweet. And I was happy to meet them. I always say, if you recognize me and see me out, come say hello, because it is nice to know that people are actually out there and listening.
No, it is. There is a way, on even on this screen here, you can like check the actual listenership. I've never done it in my life, because I'm like, well, like, if it was like four, I'd be like, but I mean, a lot of people listen post, and they listen to the archive, they listen to various formats. And so, I mean, so it's not the, I would do this if one person listens. It doesn't really matter, but yeah,
exactly.
it's nice to know. Every now and then, I'm always like astounded. People like tell me that they listen. I'm like, really?
Are people like, able to text you like the station during a show down here?
They can text my phone.
Right, but I'm saying there's no MFO text.
There might be like a, they might have just added something, actually. They might have added like a DJ chat thing that I've never delved into, nor will I be. And the other thing I don't do requests.
Wow.
People.
listen to the things that you won't do.
Well, it's an hour show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm good. Like, I plan it. I think some people just come in, I think, kind of wing it. They pull stuff off the internet. I plan the thing out, like, days in advance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I came in live, it was total wing it. I sometimes didn't know what my first song would be, so.
Oh, my God.
But now it's all, like I said, you're sitting there and you play a song, and it's like, oh, what would go good after this? Let me check out this. What's under Northern Ireland punk bands, you know? And
I would, if I had like a 2 hour show, I might take a few requests, but I generally don't take requests. But what I do sometimes, like a guy called once, and I'm like, I said, you know what? I think the people after me will take requests. and I left, and like at 9:05, he called the people after me with a request. And they played it. So I'm like, yeah, there you go. And usually the requests, again, it's an hour. Like,
they're usually pretty bad.
Yeah. Right. So, like, I'm not going to... Like, sometimes they'll make a request, and I feel like saying, did you listen to the show at all? Or you just, like, hoping some random DJ is going to play Willie Nelson? I mean, I don't know. Nothing against Willie, but, yeah, he's not someone I'm going to play.
No.
You know, but... All right, so...
It's almost time to wrap this baby up.
I know, yeah. So, I don't know. You got anything?
I don't know. I have no words of wisdom or anything.
Do you think you'll do this forever?
By the way, in case people don't know, I know, on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m., 88.1 WMBR Cambridge, WMBR.org. That's where I've been for many years. And part of that block every Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. And, I'm out and about, sometimes more than others, but I saw 10 bands last weekend. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you're out there quite a bit. I try to get out there, and that's the other thing, that we're still out there, like, in the scene. We're not just behind the board here, like, pulling tunes off and getting music. You're actually out there going to see bands and always trying to find new music, as I am as well, because there is a lot of great music out there, and finding it sometimes... And I can't tell you the number of times I've gone to see a band and I know nothing about the opening band and they're great.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're not.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I can think of at least four or five bands that the Interrupters I like a lot. And I saw the Interrupters open up for, I think it was either the Boston's or the Murphys. I don't know. I know nothing about them. Like, and I loved them. And Screaming Females, a bunch of bands.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like I say, not so much, but you never know what you're going to find when you go see bands.
Yeah, I always try to, excuse me, at least catch a few minutes of the opening band,
even if you're like, okay, this is nothing.
Even if I didn't really look ahead in advance to see or whatever, but.
All right.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Joni.
You for having me down in the dark. And it's cold in here too. So
that, hence the jacket. We got an air conditioner blowing. We got no lights, but we got the AC going. I don't know. All right. Thanks a lot. I'm gonna play it's another local band. They've been around for a long time, but they have new music out. So I'm gonna play the State of the Union is the name. I'm gonna play something by them and. I don't know. I only got about 6 minutes left, so I'll be back one more time to say see you. But this is State of the Union.
Ciao.
All right, that was the Bouncing Souls, the song called Vin and Casey, Shake the Faith, Whipping Boy. Actually, Shake the Faith was played a while ago. Before that, we had State of the Union with a song called Tether. 857 WMFO in Medford. Want to thank Joni Lindstrom once again for coming in. Got through this show here in a total darkness, so it wasn't easy, but we got it done. Going to leave it with one now by Cindy Lawson. See you next week. Once again, thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skyba. Cindy Lawson here. We'll see you.